88. The funeral. Do you want me to escort you to the funeral? Laura asked.
It might violate the rules of etiquette, replied Kathy. Perhaps I had better err on the side of caution. Why don't we meet later at the new ethnic restaurant downstairs? Say, about 6 p.m.?
Okay, Laura said. Kathy took the escalator down to the lobby, where she found a taxi waiting.
Take me to the Smith estate, she told the driver.
Kathy eschewed funerals, but she had no choice. Attending this one was essential to her job as the family's estate lawyer. The deceased, John Smith, was an estimable man in the community. He was a famous professor of ethics at the local university. His behavior was a bit erratic in the final years of his life, but he was careful not to evade his responsibilities. Before he died, he hired Kathy to evaluate his estate holdings and to draft an indisputable will. He did not want any differences of opinion between his heirs to escalate into a family feud. The will required Kathy to estimate the value of Mr. Smith's assets, to sell them for a reasonable price, and then to distribute the proceeds. The eulogy was the standard speech. The priest talked about eternal life as a reward for living a good life. At the end of the speech, applause erupted from the audience. In Kathy's opinion, the eruption was loud enough to wake the dead.
Was it that bad? Laura asked.
The music wasn't bad, Kathy replied. I thought the violin and the piano produced a euphonious combination.